Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Sykes. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off way then, and towards White, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Josie Deb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes McRae trying to get to third. Kemp throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags McRae for the out. Brett moves to second. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Clint Hurdle now playing first base. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek takes first base on ball four. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Potek moves to second. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 1 in the game. Zdeb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Potek scores. White moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Staub moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. May moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Royals, 2. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. White reaches second base with a double. Potek goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Royals. Jack Morris now pitching. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from May and he is safe. White steals third. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zdeb strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from May and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to second. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Hurdle moves to third. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from May and he is safe. Potek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Joe Zdeb. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp who is chasing the ball. Paquette reaches third base with a triple. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Paquette tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing left field. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, And the Tigers too. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Potek moves to third. It's 6-2, Royals. John Hiller now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-4 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hurdle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 4 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Potek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.